Hi, everyone. My name is Ivana Moreno, and I go to Presidio Knoll School. I'm in the fifth grade. Today, I will be sharing with you things that I know about immigration. This podcast will include immigration historically, or what happened before, immigration happening now, and what you can do to help immigrants fleeing from their home countries so that they can come to the U.S. I hope you enjoy. Let's start by talking about immigration historically.
Immigrants have historically always been looked down upon by Americans, or the people who already lived there. For example, in the 1800s, the Irish and the Italians immigrated from their countries to the U.S. They were called poor, dirty, and not educated.
The immigration laws before weren't as strict as they are now. For example, 32 years ago, if you come to the U.S., you're undocumented and you love someone here. You cross the border and you get caught. All you have to do is go back to your home country and register to come to the U.S. Then you can come here. Now, you can't do that. Another example, what if you come here and do something bad? One state in the U.S. might say it's okay, and the other state might say it's not okay. Every state was different. Now, every state is the same.
In the 1980s, there were several programs that would specifically target different immigrants or groups of people that came to the U.S. These programs would give immigrants special protections so that they don't get caught by immigration. One example is TPS. TPS stands for Temporary Protected Status, and this program helps Central Americans specifically. TPS helped over 200,000 Central Americans. When Trump became president, he didn't like all these programs that benefited immigrants, so he stopped all of them. So now we don't have any of them. What are some differences between immigration laws 32 years ago and immigration laws now? Well, as I mentioned before, immigration laws weren't as strict as they are now. But also, if you do something very small, and then that before, that wouldn't really matter, and you can still ask for asylum. But now, you have to have no crimes in your history until you can ask for asylum. Okay, let me give you an example. So let's say you come to the U.S. and you want to ask for asylum, but then they see that you have stole, let's say, someone's purse, and then that before you could have still asked for asylum, but now you would have been rejected and you can't ask for asylum, which means you can't come to the U.S. Now let's talk about immigration happening right now in the U.S. Well, why do people ask for asylum? Most of the time it's because they're scared that in their home country they will be harmed in some way, shape, or form. But then if you ask for asylum, your reason has to be approved by the U.S. government. For example, if you live in another country and you speak against the government or the president, that is a relevant reason to come to the U.S., and the U.S. government will approve of it. When Trump became president, he put a policy called Zero Tolerance Policy. This policy includes very harsh immigration actions. For example, he will deport or very aggressively deport illegal immigrants. It is very hard to go to court and ask for asylum, and he separated families. Trump's immigration policy has several problems, but I will just mention one. It is the problems at the border. Right now, if you go to the border and you get caught by the police, you will be sent to like a jail-like place. A couple months ago, even kids would be sent to this jail-like place. Specifically, they're called detention centers. The kids wouldn't see their parents for a really long time, and they would be there not knowing anyone. This causes several problems. too many people in one place or overcrowding, and families getting separated. The U.S. government will also be spending a lot of money. Before, if you cross the border and you get caught, after getting your fingerprinted, you were allowed to go back to your home country. And then if you came back, they would recognize your fingerprint and you wouldn't be allowed in. Why is it easier to go from England to the United States than from Mexico to the United States? Well, most of the time, European countries, they don't have very many people who want to immigrate to the United States because their lives are already pretty good. Every country has quotas, which means how many people can go to each country per year. Most of the time, Latin American countries' quotas for the United States get filled up much faster than European countries. That means that more people want to go from Latin American countries to the U.S. than from European countries to the U.S. Lastly, let's talk about how to help these immigrants. How can we help immigrants that are waiting to ask for asylum? These immigrants have to wait a really long time. People who are waiting to ask for asylum have to wait a really long time because now the immigration judges have to look at every single asylum case. There are different services that help immigrants who are waiting for asylum. For example, there's therapy, medical benefits, free lawyers or pro bono, and there's housing. All of these services can help immigrants who are waiting to ask for asylum. If you are good at making art, you can also make artwork to let people know that all these immigration problems are happening in the U.S., but they just might not know of it. For example, when I went to go interview an immigration judge for my project, she gave me a little piece of paper, and the piece of paper had the name of a retired judge who now makes rugs that are immigration related. So she also made artwork to let people know that all these problems are happening and they should be aware of them. Let's summarize what you learned in this podcast. We first learned about immigration historically, which includes the Irish and the Italians and how they were treated before, the TPS program and how that helped lots and lots of immigrants, the difference between immigration laws now and before, and you also learned that immigration laws weren't as strict as they are now. Now let's talk about immigration things that are happening right now. You learned why people ask for asylum. You also learned Trump's biggest problem to his policy. You learned about the zero tolerance policy and why is it easier to go from a European country to the U.S. than from a Latin American country to the U.S. Lastly, let's talk about what you can do to help to all these immigrants. You learned about what you can do to help the people or immigrants who are waiting to ask for asylum. And also you learn that you can make practically anything or just artwork so that people understand the immigration problem that is happening right now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it. Now that you know all this information about immigration, you can also try to do something about it, just like I am. Thank you so much.